Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week, part two of our conversation with Kai Williams and James Scholes of the Cameron University Library about some of the changes and updates that have been taking place at the facility. In part one, we discussed what some of those changes were and their effects. In part two, we'll talk about the process of how the changes were chosen, other services the library offers, and what's on the drawing board for the future. What kind of input did you have in figuring out what changes to make with regard to things like the physical environment? Was that administratively driven, or did you also have outside and constituent input for those?
That was survey-driven. Students that took part in our surveys have very much requested that we provide a more comfortable library experience for them, and that was very much near the top of what they were requesting of us, so we moved as fast as we could to make it a more comfortable environment for them. And then anecdotally, besides the survey data, I've had people that haven't been to the library for a while mention what a difference they've noticed and how much more comfortable it is for them.
How have these changes affected the service provided at the library? How have they changed your mission and your ability to fulfill your mission to your constituents?
One of the changes that actually affected how we give service was when we implemented our self-check machines. Now, students have the ability to check in and check out without us if they need to. That actually, for me as a supervisor, it actually freed me up to go about the library and actually help people upstairs and other places, even show them, you know, in and out of the library. If someone had a question about directions, I can actually just leave and show them, hey, this is where you need to go. I can actually go through and give very detailed instructions on how to read the Library of Congress call number system, you know, give them a more in-depth help that I could have if I'm staying constantly at the desk. It also freed my student assistants to do the same thing.
Overall, do you feel these changes are meeting the goals you had when you began implementation?
So far, we believe that they are making library customers more happy, but our job is never done, of course. We can't rest on our laurels. We always have to keep an ear to the ground and keep asking. And so we may fix one need, but there will always be a new need that comes up.
How different is it for you to work in the library now with the move to more digital platforms and automated processes?
Well, my time here at the Cameron Library has only been about 1 year, but I've been working in libraries since around 2003, and so of course a lot has changed since then. And now with the introduction of more technology-driven services in the library, patrons are more able to guide themselves through the library, and because of services like the self-checkout machines that Kai was mentioning, we also are freed up to, as she said, have a more one-on-one experience with the customers. So on the one hand, patrons can guide themselves, but we also have more time to give, more personal time with them.
So there have been many changes already. Some are still in progress. What's next on the drawing board to continue the library's development?
Oh, we're really excited about the next big thing. Our library director is currently hoping to remodel the front half of the library, which means we will have actually a garden in front of our library, more opened up spaces with more windows and pillars, and also maybe, cross our fingers, a new coffee shop put in front of the library. And we're all really excited about that one.
Well, to follow, how important are things like that in continuing to draw people into the library and keep them there while they accomplish what they came in to do?
Well, most libraries these days are going by like the bookstore model. Function more on a 24-hour. I mean, our library is open for 16 hours a day. More people are saying that that's just not enough hours. You know, you have a job during the day, you have children, they want to come in and study. And then you also have students that they only take night classes. So nighttime is their best bet, and they want to be able to snack and drink coffee and do what they need to at a computer lab.
Related to these changes in accessibility, who can use the library? Is it only open to university community, or is it open to the community at large?
As far as the library goes, yes, that is actually open to the community at large. A community user can actually come in to the CERC desk and get a courtesy card. They can check out books. They can use our facility. They can use our Wi-Fi. They can even wander into the digital media lab, and Jay or any of his assistants there can help them with any kind of question or need.
So is there anything else new at the library that our listeners should know about?
Not exactly brand new, but we also, in keeping in line with staying technologically relevant, if you are a distance user and you cannot make it to the library, we still do our best to bring the library to you. So you have the option of starting up a chat session with the librarian or texting us. And of course, you could always call us. And majority of our library resources are available online. What you could find on the website is available to you no matter where you are, as long as you have an internet connection. If you cannot reach us, we will reach you.
And with that, we will have to call time. Our guests have been Kai Williams and James Scholes talking with us about all the exciting happenings over at the Cameron University Library. Thanks to you both for coming by.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yes, it was a pleasure.
The Cameron University Library is open from 7:30 a.m. to midnight Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Fridays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays, and 1 to 10 p.m. on Sundays. More information about library use regulations and the various services the library provides can be found at cameron.edu/library. The library can be contacted on Twitter at @CameronLibrary and is also on Facebook. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. To hear both parts of our discussion of the Cameron Library, or for more information about the program, visit our website at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.